When we began Lent, there was the parable of the prodigal son who takes the father's money and runs away and spends it. And on his return, the father goes out and kisses him. Well, there was a little cartoon once because the father says, "Kill the fatted calf and let us feast and celebrate." There was a cartoon that had the calf on top of a hill saying, "Why are you killing me? I'm not the one who ran away." But I want to focus on what happens after repentance. When we are repentant, when we feel bad, sometimes we are like those children who think they're going to be hit. I did something wrong. I'm going to receive a punishment. How does God react to repentance? Let's have a party. Let's have a feast. Put a ring on his hand, sandals on his feet, the best clothes. My son has returned. My daughter has realized what a beautiful child she is. Let us celebrate. So I remind you what St. John Chrysostom said. We are spiritually dyslexic. We rejoice when we sin and we cry when we repent. It should be the opposite way around. Every time you do something wrong, admit it to yourself. I have just chosen something that is dysfunctional. It will bring me pain, pain to those who love me. I have done something that is bad and I have become a little worse today. And every time you repent and say you're sorry, you have found the cure. We like to celebrate cancer, but we don't like to celebrate the cure for cancer. We like to celebrate sin and whoop it up, but we don't want to whoop it up and celebrate when we repent. And in that little parable about the prodigal son, Christ reminds us, every time you change your mind, thank God that he gave you the power to see that you were on the wrong path. Thank God he saved you from a worse destruction. Thank God you are becoming a better person and you are showing love to yourself and to those people that you love. So every time you feel bad about something you have done, bow your head, crack a smile, and thank God you gave me the power to see that I was on the wrong path. And now you are preparing a feast for me because I am coming back to my Father. I am on the right path. And I am doing the loving thing for my friends and for my family and setting for my enemies a good example of what it is to be saved by the Lord, who wants us to celebrate our repentance and simply to cry over the bad stuff and smile that we were fortunate enough to be saved by the Lord. Slava Isusu Christu!